Do you want more time? Do you want more money? Do you want more success? Do you want to be able to look back at your business life one day and say, wow, that was pretty cool? Well, tune in for the next 10 minutes or so to our podcast, Work Smarter, Not Harder. Today's podcast is sponsored by Dana Pest Control. They take care of all your residential and commercial pest control needs. No relatives, but they could take care of anything like bed bugs. Let's say, for instance, rodents or bees or termites or any sort of thing. And, you know, if you really need good quality pest control services across the Hudson Valley for your restaurants, for your family residence, for your office, contact Dana Pest Control at 845-786-5226, or you can visit them on the web at danapestcontrol.com. And I just want to say on a personal note, Rick, the owner of Dana Pest Control, great guy, sponsors a lot of charitable events in the North Rockland community and beyond. We love you guys, and we hope you're in business for another 40 years. Take care, and thanks for listening to the podcast today. Happy hump day. That's right, folks. It's the day when supposedly we're going to get all our work done. And I hope you're having a good start to the day and you're getting things done and you finish on time. And that's part of today's podcast. Yesterday, I had a client that was kind of giving me a hard time, sending me messages saying, we need this done, we need this done, we need this done, we need this done. And it was way past the normal closing time, 6 o'clock. Now, I blame myself a little bit for this because instead of calling from the business line when we started the project, I called from my cell phone. Rookie mistake, but now they have my phone so that they could text message me pretty much at all hours of the night. It's not happening. But, you know, just in case, if you're listening to this, please don't text message me at all hours of the night because I'll probably be sleeping. Thank you very much. But this particular client, and this wasn't an emergency. It really wasn't. They needed some content slash text adjustments done on their website. And we're happy to do it, but not at 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the evening. I mean, we all have lives, for goodness sakes. Now, if you're an entrepreneur like me, you know, a business, a person that's running their business, you're thinking about your business 24/7, all right? If you're lucky, you get to take a few days off and regroup like I do and then come back to it. But for me, it's 5.5 to 6 days of just really going at it because there's places that I'd like to go with our company. We've been in business for 16 years. And there's still more that I feel that I want to do. You know, in my mind, it's I want to do 30 years of business and then, you know, head into some, I don't know. I'm half Colombian, so I'm thinking maybe like I could be a snowbird for a while and, you know, have a little hut somewhere overlooking the ocean in Colombia. And then my wife and I travel back and forth or whatever. But I think I'll have to try to convince her of that part, but we'll see. But back to the point, you don't want to be doing business calls at all hours of the night unless you absolutely have to. And this is a case of you don't have to. So, you know, a few tips for you today. First of all, carve some time out for your business calls at specific times. I like to do my business calls between 10 and 12 o'clock morning time, 10 o'clock in the morning to 12 noon. And then some follow-up work toward the end of the day around 4 or 5 o'clock. Now, obviously, phone calls are going to be coming in at all times, but you can contain those. You can not pick up the phone. You could ask people to text message you instead. Basically, set boundaries for yourself, for your company. Yes, you want to make that money. Yes, you want to satisfy the client. But sometimes, even if the client is not happy in the moment, you have to set boundaries. And the nice thing is that over the course of time, people recognize this. And most reasonable people will give you that flexibility where, you know, it can be done the next day. And that's basically what happened. This morning, took care of the content changes, and it's done. So definitely set boundaries. Have set times for your client contacts. As we heard on yesterday's, I believe, podcast, I recommended a tool called Calendly. So if somebody is contacting you and say, hey, when can we meet up? And then you got to go back and forth with them. Yeah, just send them the Calendly link. And Calendly actually just goes right into your calendar. They pick the time that they want to meet up with you. And then it goes right into your calendar. And as long as you, you know, allow that time to be used for the client, you can meet up with them, phone call, Zoom, or in person, whatever have you. I should mention this, and this is basically what happened last night, is, you know, I got those text messages, and again, it wasn't an emergency. So I just didn't answer them, you know, and I'm sure that bothered the client in the moment. But again, we all have businesses to run, but we all have lives to lead as well. And that's a really good way of setting boundaries. Sometimes you just don't answer. Another little thing that I do over on our end. Now, when we have a client that's been with us for a while, we actually have support ticketing. Somebody can literally click on a link for support at Rockland Web Design, and immediately they can fill out a form. They can even create a video explaining what their issue is, and that automatically forwards to our team. It's a pretty nifty tool. And if you want to learn more about that, check out screencastify.com. You can create video support tickets. It's pretty darn amazing. Again, I'm not endorsed or paid for any of those recommendations, Calendly, Screencastify. We just use those tools over the years, and they are really useful to help to grow, especially your service-based business, to be able to thrive. So I hope you're having a great day, and we'll have another podcast tomorrow. And again, happy hump day. I hope you get a lot of good productive work done and flying into the finish line on a Friday, and you can take a little time off. All right. Take care for now. Bye-bye then.
Hi, I'm Irene Gutman with Rockland Web, a longtime colleague of Tom Osa. I've been advising him for many years on strategies to grow his companies, and now I want to do it for you. Sign up for one of our free profit discovery sessions. We will look at 10 key areas of your business and uncover hidden or untapped revenue in just 60 minutes. I will find you a bare minimum of $20,000 in increased revenue, and most companies can discover much more over time. To learn more, call Rockland Web at 845-877-7333 or visit rocklandweb.com/profit. Bye for now.